This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
A warning from the Department of Homeland Security. It says we could see extremist violence over the next 6 months. It says triggers include a looming Supreme Court decision on abortion, an increase of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, and the midterm elections. Homeland Security says the U.S. was already in a heightened threat environment, but things may get worse in the next few months. Gun safety advocates are taking action after a series of mass shootings. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York, where the governor just signed 10 gun-related bills.
Now, anyone under age 21 will be prohibited from buying semi-automatic rifles. Back in April, Georgia made it legal for gun owners to carry a concealed handgun in public without a license from the state. It was a campaign promise by the governor, who's up for re-election. Meanwhile, in D.C., a bipartisan group of senators led by Democrat Chris Murphy are trying to reach a compromise on gun control.
Well, I'm certainly prepared to fail. I'm more hopeful for success than ever before.
I'm Julie Walker.
It's primary day in 7 states. The AP's Jennifer King.
Primaries are being held Tuesday in California, Iowa, Mississippi, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. North of Los Angeles, 3 Democrats are vying to take on freshman House member Mike Garcia, a former Navy pilot endorsed by President Trump, whose district was redrawn with a more Democratic profile. In Iowa, 3 Republicans are competing to run against Cindy Axne, Iowa's lone U.S. House Democrat. Her Des Moines district was redrawn to include rural southern counties that have been strongly Republican. I'm Jennifer King.
Russia claims it now controls much of eastern Ukraine. 2 refugees from Ukraine were among the 5 people killed in a train wreck last week in Germany. This is AP News. There are credible reports of sexual violence in Ukraine, says a UN envoy, especially among women and girls.
Pramila Patton, the UN Special Envoy for Sexual Violence and Conflict, tells the United Nations Security Council.
Reports of 124 alleged acts of conflict-related sexual violence occurring against women, girls, men, and boys.
Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, through an interpreter, calls the allegations lies.
Accusations of Russian service personnel committing crimes of a sexual nature since the very beginning of our special military operation in Ukraine has become a favorite tactic of the Kyiv regime and our Western colleagues.
Patton says when she visited the reception centers and border crossings, she also received anecdotal accounts of human trafficking attempts aimed at Ukrainian women and children refugees. I'm Tim McGuire.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.